A two-day conference on cluster bombs is concluding today in Belgrade. The meeting is bringing together countries which have suffered the effects of this type of munition, in which some bomblets are carried in larger bomb canisters. Often the bomblets do not go off and are left on the battlefield to kill civilians long after the conflict has ended. Several NGOs are working to get the weapon banned by next year. Charles Collins reports.
Little bombs with big effects. That's why many countries still stock cluster bombs. But after the conflict is over, the little bomblets remain.
The people who are really in greatest need are the ones who end up becoming victims, and that is what I mean by civilians. It is an indiscriminate weapon, and it's something that I believe we could be better off without it.
Margaret Arach is from Uganda. She lost her leg to a landmine during a rebel ambush. She says that cluster bombs cause the same problems to a conflict area as landmines.
The mines and the contamination of all these munitions and unexploded ordnance have denied us the use of land. And you know that most survivors, as I mentioned, are people who survive on the land.
War is about bloodshed and killing, yet rules still apply. And cluster bombs often break them.
Cluster munitions kill and injure civilians because they cover such wide areas during attacks with large numbers of explosive submunitions, smaller bombs contained within larger canisters.
Thomas Nash is the coordinator of the Cluster Munition Coalition, which brings together different organizations dedicated to ending the use of cluster bombs.
We hope that these munitions will never be used again by any responsible government, and that all governments will sign up to a treaty banning their use, and we expect that governments that do not sign up to the treaty will modify their behavior because of the strong moral and international pressure from the Oslo process and the treaty that will prohibit these weapons.
The current meeting in Belgrade is the first to bring together representatives from the countries affected by cluster munitions, including Afghanistan, Iraq, Bosnia, Serbia, Lebanon, and many others. It is the latest in a series of meetings called the Oslo process, aimed at getting an international treaty to ban cluster bombs by 2008. Margaret says she thinks it will work.
The number that have turned up for this conference at least shows that there is a commitment, otherwise they wouldn't have come.
So far, 80 governments have declared their support for the Oslo process, but even if the weapons are banned tomorrow, the bombs will still be going off for years to come. I'm Charles Collins.